SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. We got a lot going on. There's plenty of college hoops. We do have the, one of the best college hoop cappers there is right here on the show with us tonight. So we'll get to him in a moment. We got lots of college hoops. We've got NBA. We've got some hockey. We got a big football show as we've got AFC and NFC title game ramping up on Sunday. Lots of coaching moves out there in the NFL as well. Still got guys getting chopped even this far after the season is over. And how could you also forget we've got the golf, which of their golf doing a smart thing this week. They started today. They're playing Wednesday to Saturday. Because everyone knows you don't want to go up against the title games on Sunday. So the golf makes sure that they clear the decks as they're out at Torrey Pines in San Diego. Mike Carver with you. And as always, the encyclopedia, formerly of college football, but now I guess the encyclopedia of college basketball. Crypto Diamond smacks your bookie over the head with a sock of quarters. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Neat? You miss me, huh? You're a little jealous. I could see it already. Two crypto plays last night when you were down and out in Beverly Hills. I put them out to the people, Texas Tech, and smashed those Louisville Cardinals, your system play. Smash, sledgehammer, bet. Where's that system play now in Dallas? Ranked team, underdogs against the unranked team. Smash, Billy Club. You went after me, and you didn't know, you didn't read the whole tweet. It's stayed in the data bank. Don't think I forgot. We smashed it last night. Smashed it for anybody that backed it. That's right. The encyclopedia of college football. The encyclopedia.
Get it right.
That's right.
System plays were actually winners last night for the most part. Texas
beat Missouri.
Not the
one you took. Not the one I took. I took it down last night. I took
it down. I wasn't even awake for that game. I was out of the mix.
Is my hair off here?
I was out of the mix. I didn't see a second of Louisville and SMU last night. Not a second of that game. So nice job by you.
You never had a shot. Never had a shot down 24 and a half.
I never have a shot.
I told you, Paper Tigers. You don't like when I get the glitch and glory. I notice. You don't like it. You like all bright lights sitting on you.
What do you mean I never like it? I was all pumped up for you. You hit that big parlay last night. Everybody was proud of you.
You weren't pumped up. I talked to you last night. You were pumped up. All you kept telling me is system play.
I don't like going against the system plays. You don't like going against. I don't like going against the system plays.
Well, you didn't have to play it.
They don't.
You didn't have to play it.
How do you know that I did? How do you know that I did? I barely could stay awake last night.
You didn't have a show.
I'm barely here tonight. I'm giving you a blue collar effort here tonight. Coming in here. All right.
I know on the inactive list. I had to tweet out DRS. He was worried about you. He said, I'm all out about myself. I thought I was flying this Cessna solo tonight. I didn't know. And not only that, let me just say, like all the great duos, right? I mean, think about it, like Bo and Luke Duke. Luke Duke never got the glitz. It was always Bo, big bad Bo. That's you. Mad Dog and Russo. Russo never got the glitz.
No, tell you something.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Right here, tonight, Wednesday, Carver and Lisa, I'm going to let you in on a little secret right now.
Okay.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, has got more juice around here than you. You've got the juice, Joe.
I've got
You've got the juice. You are the guy, syndicate crew, college crew. The way you're going now, you're going to be on the dais for the Final Four. I mean, with the live shows, you're going to be college basketball guru now. You're going to be. So come on. I mean, you got plenty of flowers thrown your way, Joe. You got plenty of them.
All right. So before
lots of bouquets.
All right, you know what? I'll take that as a positive. I do have right now, I need Vartek plus the 5.5. It's a dog night. And I took South Carolina plus the 11.5, plays 238 on the parlay. Hang in there, Vartek.
Well, I got the South Carolina game on. I'm watching the South Carolina game.
That's an 11.5.
They're up 9 here.
Good.
Straight up. They're up 9 with still 16 minutes to go.
Yeah.
But you're catching 11.5 in the game.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
You got some runway here. Yeah.
All right, good. So I also took a parlay, NBA props. You ready?
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham, 25, he's got 7. Gutless. Kyrie Irving, 25, he's got 6. Absolutely atrocious. And Big Bad Ja Morant, 25. That pays 708 with a profit boost. So I won 25 on Cunningham, Kyrie, and Ja. And if I win any money tonight, I'm going deep at 10 o'clock. I know he hasn't been playing well, but this is a 6-3 and 30-point game for Steph Curry tonight. He's only averaging 22.6. 22.6. He's a volume guy tonight. Tonight he's a volume guy. He's playing the Kings.
In Sacramento.
In Sacramento, this is the Kings. This is a volume play, prime time player. He's going to step up at 10. So if we win anything, we back Big Bad Steph tonight. I'm the guru.
You certainly are, Joe. You're the guy. Look, South Carolina playing with determination here. Up 11 at the under 16 timeout. Ferocious defense down at the rim.
I'm on the whip.
Gator shot.
That's it. I'm riding the pony tonight. Secretariat.
I got some late night games for you in college basketball that I'm in on. I'm in on some
now
of the
Now, we haven't talked. We got smashed with a Billy Club on the title game. And
yeah,
so,
I don't even want to talk about it, honestly.
But there's a big week for
us. I'm going to. But it's
a big week for us.
It bothers
big
the
week.
Hell out of
we
me.
We didn't hit any of those parlays, by the way. Amari Cooper, all the parlays we put together
out of the four, I think there was one that was on the doorstep.
What, the one with Washington?
Was it was the Ram one on the door? What was the Ram one? What was the one from the Ram game?
I thought we had her touchdown.
I had Kyron 90 plus.
Hang on, I'll tell you which one we hit or were close to. We had. Let me see.
What was that one?
So, I'm looking. So we had. Here's one that we had. You ready? We had over 55.5 the Washington game, dead winner. We had Montgomery for 60 and Ertz for 50.
Yeah,
Montgomery
didn't. Montgomery didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we had.
What was the Philly game?
The Philly game was. I have so many bets. I gotta look through. I don't even know.
The break.
I have to find
have to
it.
Find had, during the break.
We also had this one. Do we have Houston plus 8.5, Stroud 250, Schultz for 60?
No, that was your own doing. I would have never allowed you to put Stroud in. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 with you on a Wednesday night. We got a lot of college basketball going on. We're going to talk a lot of football. Joe's got a bunch of NBA player props, too. There's a couple of late night games, Joe, or even not really so much late night, but a lot of 9 East tips. Arkansas's -1.5 at home against Georgia. Yeah. Arkansas has been completely gutless. They're 0-5 in the conference. 0-5 in the
5-13 ATS. 5-13 ATS
overall. I mean, come on. 0-5 in the conference. Georgia has been pretty good.
I know.
But Arkansas is laying 1.5 at home, Joe.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
This is the night. Smash City for Cal and the crew. They even just lost one of their best guys. I don't care. How are they 1.5 favorite? They've done nothing. Nothing so far this year.
I don't like it.
Smash City.
I don't like it. I originally thought that, but let me see who they have. I just want to see who they have after this, because I thought that, and then I saw the numbers, and I'm like, you know what? I can't do it. Everybody now is expecting him to stop. What type of squingeal is he eating, by the way? I tweeted that out.
They're playing Oklahoma on Saturday.
On the road?
At home.
I'm going to take that game. That's the one I'm jumping on. I'm not gonna touch this game. They've lost now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight. They've lost, and they got hammered. I mean, they got smashed by Missouri. 83-65. It wasn't even close. Nah, I can't do it. I'm gonna back them against Oklahoma, because Georgia's spunky. Oklahoma is 14-4.
They beat Kentucky, they beat Oklahoma, they lost by 2 to Auburn. They got whacked by Tennessee, which is a game that was tight at the half.
Georgia's battle-tested. I watched them play Auburn. That team is gutty.
I'm on the Hogs.
All right, good luck.
Pig suey.
I can't do it.
Let's go. I'm in. I'll tell you what else I like tonight later on. I think that Miami is going to get absolutely throttled. Stanford. Miami is pathetic. Stanford's not bad. And that is a long trip for the Canes.
You're right.
Late night tip out there in Palo Alto.
Too many points.
Smash City.
Nah.
Yeah, I've thought it was too many points a few times with Miami. Recently, Joe, there was a few games I thought, that's too many points.
I'm going to be on them.
And every time they get smashed, they lost by 50. To SMU. They lost by 15 to FSU. They lost by 10 to BC. They lost by 35 to Duke. Joe, they get racked everywhere. And they'll get racked in Palo Alto tonight by the Cardinals.
I'm telling you this right now. They're catching 11.5. That's way too many points. They have lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've lost 7 games, Carver. Let me just do the calculations. Okay? Give me 1 second. I want to see if this spread makes sense, because if it doesn't, I like them even more. 4, 10, 1, 15, 10. Oh, man, they got smashed. 35.
I'm telling you, they've been 43. Destroyed in all these games.
They have lost by 16.8 points per game, okay? 16.8 points per game, and they're only catching 10.5 on the road of the West Coast.
Only catching 10.5. Stanford isn't too, Joe. I mean, come on.
No, it's not a lot. No, it's not a lot. This line should be, honestly, 16. No.
No, it shouldn't.
It should be 14.
This is the right number. It's the right number.
I'm taking Miami.
12-8 team.
I'm taking Miami.
You're acting like Stanford is better than they are.
I watched Stanford play Va Tech. They're beatable, and Va Tech is terrible, and they barely covered against them earlier in the year.
Stanford taking Miami. Just won against North Carolina.
I don't care.
Stanford's a good team. They are going to smash Miami. The last place those kids on the Canes want to be, 11 o'clock East tonight, is in Palo Alto against the Tree. It's the last place they want to be.
I think they'd step up.
Last place.
So
well, you know what? You're the guru. Step up and play it then. You're the guru. Put it in. Miami plus 11.5.
No, it's actually 10.5 on FanDuel. I'm taking it right now, and I'm taking it with, I'll tell you what, I'm taking it with Steph Curry. Steph Curry for 30 tonight. Okay? All right? I said it, not you.
Yeah.
All right? Steph Curry, 30 plus.
Yeah, I'm not getting in on that. I'm tired of these NBA prop player props right now. One night, you back a guy one night, he does nothing.
It's in. I'm in.
You check the box score the day after, you don't back the guy, goes 35 and 50. I'm done with it, Joe. I can't. It's too much.
Carver, I know. Tonight, it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard thing.
These guys in the NBA, it's impossible. It's a waste of time.
Let me just say this. Yeah, John Morant's got 5. Look at these guys stepping up. Kay Cunningham, 7. Kyrie, 6. And Ja came shooting out. He might get 35 tonight. He's got 5. He's got a 3-ball. 8 minutes left in the first. I took Steph Curry for 30 at plus 210 in Miami, plus the 10.5 and minus 104. Pays 508 on the parlay. That's what I took. Okay? I'm in.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put it with Sunday. All right. That's what I've been doing all week. I'm building everything to Sunday.
I took a crazy parlay that'll break the bank if it hits. I took it. Crazy parlay. Now,
all right. Arkansas, Stanford. And we're gonna put it with.
Be careful with that Arkansas. I don't like seeing.
I'm gonna be very careful. Don't worry. I'm very careful with it. I'm gonna be just fine.
You said that sounded a little arrogant.
Yeah, because I don't like that. You be a little careful with that. Be careful with that. I'm gonna be careful with.
Just
it. Don't
be.
Worry.
Just be careful with that. I don't want to see get. I don't want. Yeah.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 with you on a Wednesday night. All right, Joe, I'm in Arkansas. Stanford minus the 10.5. And I put it with Kincaid to score on Sunday for the Bills.
I like Kincaid. I put in a tight end touchdown anytime parlay. I put in Kincaid. Right. I put in Noah Gray, not Travis Kelce. No, Noah Gray, Dalton Kincaid, Goddard and Ertz.
You have all 4 of them to score, huh?
Yeah, but not Kelce. Noah Gray.
Noah Gray.
Right, that pays.
Put Noah Gray in there.
Yep.
All right. Yep. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you do.
It's a wheel job. Here comes Ja. Here comes Cade. Kyrie leaving me at the altar. Guy's got 6.
I mean, I'd like to think, Joe, that Noah Gray by himself would pay a pretty bitch. That you really want to put everybody together with Noah Gray?
Yeah, it pays 32,466 on the parlay. That's the price. Here's another one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
On the syndicate on Sunday, because I know you don't watch. So I'll just let you know, we have a segment called, Sell Me Something. So we put out crazy bets, right? So I put in every quarterback to score. Jalen Hurts, Josh, Stafford, and obviously Lamar. It paid $47,000, a crazy number. So I went back to the well, 2 of the 4 hit. I did it. What if I did every quarterback to score 2? So Hurts for 2. Jaden Daniels for 2, Josh Allen for 2, and Mahomes for 1 pays $407,882. On a $50 bet, it pays $203,941.05. Think about that.
Okay.
Are you telling me Jalen Hurts can't and Jaden Daniels can't score 2 each?
I think that hurts. Boy Josh. I think you should have went Hurts. If you wanted to get crazy, Hurts 2, Allen 2, Jaden 1, Mahomes 1. I would have did it that way.
Okay, but it wasn't big enough.
You're so greedy. You see, that's the big thing. You got so much greed. And it just, it wasn't big enough. How could that not be big enough? You have two guys to score two touchdowns.
Wasn't big enough.
You are such a pig. I want to see what this comes out to now. If I were to do this, what I just said to you, you are so greedy.
You know what I love in the chat? Everybody's a Weisenheimer, right? Everybody thinks, you needle a porcupine. Exactly. I would. How about that now? That's right. I would.
What's the matter?
I would needle anybody because they don't like that I come in, you know, ruffling feathers. I break in your chops a little bit, you know?
About what?
I got to come in like kid gloves all the time. That's
about
right.
What?
I haven't seen him in a week. Lisi would needle a porcupine if he had the chance. That's right, I would. Now what?
You know, this is where you're a pig, like I said. What I just gave you, Hurts 2, Allen 2, Daniels 1, Mahomes 1.
Yeah.
A $10 bet. You wanted it off of 50. You said a $50 bet?
Yeah.
$50 bet for that pays almost 35 grand.
That's not enough.
You're a pig. You're a greedy pig is what you are if you say that doesn't pay enough.
You're supposed to talk good about your partner. I don't understand where all the...
Because the greed.
You don't believe.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I want... What you don't understand is I want you to hit these crazy plays.
No, you don't. You. I can see. I hit the parlay last. Oh, big crypto guy. Crypto special. Hey, Donnie. He had a couple of cryptos that hit last night. He thinks she's a big shot. I see. Look, you're coughing. You can't even maintain your composure. You're losing it.
That's because I told you. I'm putting a blue-collar effort in here tonight.
Want me to carry the show
effort.
On? Sit back.
Blue-collar effort.
I'll carry
it for you tonight. Blue collar
effort.
You
know I love you. You know I love you.
Not right. All I did was change one West touchdown from the one you had. That's all that I did. And you don't like it.
Let me ask you, are we going to have a Carver and Lisi wheel play? Are we going to do a same game for both games?
Yes, we will do that on Friday night. We're after Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Matias did bring something to my attention, Joe, so I went ahead and played it. Maple Leafs down 1-0 to Columbus at home. At the end of the first period, Leafs were a big favorite at home tonight. You get them live, plus 115. Still got two periods to go in that game. Columbus, not a good road team, really good home team. So I'm in, Joe, on the Leafs, plus 115. And I have, of course, because it's championship week and I'm doing this with almost every play that I make, we are buttoning that up with a play for Sunday. And I know I told you this last week, Joe, but I'm going to go with it again. I truly believe that one of these weeks in the playoffs, the Bills are going to get a big effort out of Cooper. Cooper is going to have an impact on one of these playoff games. And it could be this week, Joe. I'm not, you know, he actually in the first game against Kansas City back in late November. Hold on, Joe. I want to get this up. This was right after he went to that. He had two catches for 55 yards against the Chiefs. So, not great. Well, one of his better performances, but still.
You know what the problem is with these quarterbacks? Like Stafford never looks to cup, although he got to 50, thankfully, on Sunday.
Well,
these guys, like Allen never looks at him. He's always looking at Kincaid. He's looking at Shakir. He's looking at Coleman. He doesn't even look at Cooper. It's like, I don't understand why these guys and these coaches have the secondary option. Why do you have them running routes if you're never going to throw it to him? I don't understand how a guy could be in a five wide or a four wide set and get no targets. How is that possible? You're actually taking away from your offense when you don't throw it to a player. I don't understand. How is that possible? It's like the NBA. We do isolation now. We keep one guy, and that guy gets 17 targets. How is that possible?
Yeah. It doesn't I think it's just something with
Come
the Bills.
On.
And you know this, Joe, from
Get
watching
that bound.
Every week. The Bills spread it around. There is never a primary guy. I think it's more Shakir than anybody else. But I just have a feeling you're going to get in a week here, and it's either this week or maybe 2 weeks from now, God willing that they're there, where Cooper's going to make some,
right.
Cooper's gonna make
really
some big
do.
Catches for them.
Because that's the only way you can make money, meaning like big money is like when you key these tertiary guys and the second and third options. You know, granted, Kelce stepped up with a big performance. But again, that game trended to the under. I mean, even look at the Washington game. Washington puts up 45 points. I mean, Terry McLaurin had under 100 yards. I mean, you know.
Well, like, it's like, just for me, Joe, like, these numbers are stupid.
Come
like,
on, numbers, numbers. Take it to the house. That's
like
it.
Joe, like, yeah. Let's just say, let's take Cooper for example here, right?
Yeah. How many
40
targets
yards.
Has he gotten?
40 yards plus 320. 50 yards plus 500. It could be one catch that he gets.
I know I didn't last, but my point is like, you know what I get crazy about is like I watch these games, right? Whether it be on my couch or out at a place or doing the desk with the syndicate. And I'm watching these games, and all I see is the same guy being targeted multiple times. It's just ridiculous. Like, I don't understand how you have a second, you know, a wide receiver running routes that doesn't get targeted at all. You're taking away from your offense. Your offense is dynamic when you throw to everybody. Then the defense doesn't know who your main option is. When you constantly zero in on one particular guy, it's just like, I understand they dial up these plays and, you know, Puka constantly gets open, JJ constantly gets open, Jamar Chase constantly I get that. But how are you not throwing to the other guys at all? Get that bound. Come on. Vautech down 4. Come on. Be scrappy. Got to get a stop here, Hokies.
You need a stop, Joe.
Need a stop. Play D. Buckle up. That's it. In and out. Come on now. Let's make a run here.
All right, Joe.
It's not like Bobby Kremins is on the other side. Come on. Nail it. He got fouled? What happened? Walk.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Let's get a couple things out of the way here, Joe, before we really start to focus in on these games for Saturday. And, yes, I'm keeping my for Sunday, excuse me. By the way, South Carolina still up 6 here, 61-55.
Right. How much time?
5.5 to go in the game.
All right.
So hopefully
right,
you want
okay.
no – you also – you want no overtime here, Joe. You
no,
want somebody
no
to
overtime.
Win this in regulation, no overtime. Yeah.
I need Vautech to at least make this. Can Vautech tie this up in the next 8 minutes? Like, you know, I've seen this team. They play all. Come on. This team is 2-6 in the conference.
Let's clear the decks with this because I know you're upset. Well, you've already filled some void a little bit, but the college football season's over
terrible.
After that game on Monday night. It was a terrible game. I mean, look, I know that I've seen everybody give Notre Dame their. Well, you know, they really fought to the end, and I would have rather they got blown out than what happened. I mean, just to tease us that they were coming back in that game.
Why didn't he play zone? Why didn't he show?
I just think when it comes down
off.
To it, Joe, they had too many weapons
look at
first. This. No, Notre Dame wasn't stopping everybody. It just wasn't. And I know I'm willing to say it. I know you are. I mean, Will Howard shoved it in my face. Howard was great.
He was good. He had all day to throw. I mean, let's be honest.
They got no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure on him. You know. So,
How does he not take the timeout here, this guy? I mean, they're getting blitzed.
We're not going to be able to function until this Virginia Tech game ends. We're going to have to get through this Virginia. How much time's left
seven.
In that game?
I counted it as a loser. Forget it. This kid's seven.
How much time's left?
This kid's number seven on the Hokies is gutless.
Who are they playing? They're playing Georgia Tech?
Yeah, Georgia Tech. I mean, this team is 2-6 in the ACC. I mean, they're catching 5.5. Can you at least lose Gutty? This kid, number seven, a turnover, two turnovers back-to-back. Kid afraid of I don't even understand why he's out there. He's afraid to shoot. Turnovers, throwing the ball away.
You know what I kept thinking about Monday night?
What?
As I watched Quinshon Judkins score 3 touchdowns in the game.
What?
How you bet him for like 120-1 to win the Heisman. He waits till the national championship game to have 3 tutties in a game and go
off. Yeah, I missed. I had 2 bets that I missed in game that I'm upset about. When Jeremiah Smith scored the first touchdown, they had Quinshon Judkins to score 2 touchdowns at 12-1. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'll double up on Notre Dame, right? So I double up on Notre Dame's props. That comes in. Then with 8 minutes left in the game, right, they have Mitchell Evans, who I already had to score multiple touchdowns, to score 40 yards at 12-1. He had like 11. So I go to hit it, and as soon as I'm about to hit it for the money, it locks up. Guy catches 2 passes for like 50 yards after that.
Yep. I had one long catch.
70, and I lose that bet. I was completely chasing.
You were chasing. Joe was just chasing all over the field. But it is what it is, Joe. And now we have the long wait.
Should have just banged the over. I love the over. I should have just banged the over. I altered it. It was a bad play by me. Bad. Not good. Could this Kyrie step up, Carver? Could this Kyrie?
He's got
8 points. Cunningham came.
How much do you need out of Kyrie?
I need them all 25. Cunningham's got 15, Kyrie 8, and Morant 7.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us on the grid. What are you clapping at, Joe? What do you got going
down
on?
Down 2, Vartek showing some heart on the road. Vartek barking. And let me just say this. People are like, best to throw to the open receiver. This is another thing in the chat. You're telling me that the only open receiver is Khalil Shakir, Marquise Brown, and D-Hop, no catches. You're telling me, and granted, he was open, Travis Kelce, but that's the only wide receiver that's open on every single pass play?
I don't buy it. Aside from Kelce with the Chiefs, I don't believe that these two teams are built like, and I don't even believe it's force feed. I just think that there's such a connection with Mahomes and Kelce that it just, in the playoffs, they're always going to get it done.
But my point is,
these
that you're
two
telling
teams,
the other teams
are not, no, I'm talking about the Bills and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They are not built or structured or offensively game planned to just focus on one guy getting the football. That is not what they do. They are offenses that are built around, these are our plays. We obviously have a 1 and a 2 that he's going to look at, but there's not going to be the same guy featured as that first or second look on every single route. They have all different guys that they use. The Bills throw 1,000 different guys out there in a route. The Chiefs, you know, throw 1,000 different guys outside of Kelce every route. You know, you got guys like Watson and Gray and all these other, like, there's so many guys out there, Joe, that it's not like, you know, that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to get to Jamar Chase is going to get the lion's share of the work. You just know that he is. You know that St. Brown on Detroit is absolutely, no doubt about it, going to get this percentage of the targets every single game. You know that Mike Evans is going to get X amount of targets. I don't believe the Bills and Chiefs are built like that. Their offenses aren't built to feature one guy is going to get all the looks. There could be weeks that, well, I mean, Hopkins played what, Joe? Like 12 snaps for the Chiefs last Saturday against the Texans? Like, I just don't think that that's how they operate. It's either you're on board and you understand how it works or get the hell out. Like, that's how it goes.
No, I agree with you, and that's why there's value. They're shooting three balls down four. Like, just tie it up. And this kid now is starting. Come on, get the bound. You're right. But that's why I think there's value on some secondary options. I'll tell you who I like. I like James Cook receiving in the game. Yes, we buried a three ball. 1 point game. Here come them Hokies, Carver. Here come them Hokies.
Now, if you look at the game in Buffalo, Joe, I remember correctly, and I'm going to look at it right
Cook
now.
Cook had a big day in the receiving game.
Cook had a huge day. And Cook has had, in not just this Chief game. In fact, Joe, I got it all right here. Give me one moment, and I'm going to get you all the info. Because he's had a couple big receiving games against the Chiefs. So this was not the one. And the game in Buffalo early this year, he had 5 catches for 7 yards. That ain't it, Joe. Last year, 2023, receiving for him, he had 5 for 83 and a touchdown in Kansas City. That was the game that they won last year in the regular season in December. He had 5 for 83 and a touch out of the backfield. Had 5 catches in the playoff game, but obviously 4 for 21 in the playoff game last year in Buffalo. I told you 5 for 7. So, but think about the volume, though, Joe. Caught 5 balls this year, not a lot of yardage. Caught 4 balls in the playoff game last year. And then, as I mentioned, 5 for 83 in regular. So what's his catches? Because he's had 4 and 5 catches in every single game. The last 3 games.
Cook, the catches have been
there.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think we can get him for like 40 yards
Listen
receiving?
Cook for 4 catches. Yeah. He's had a minimum of 4 catches the last 3 games against the Chiefs, plus 370 for 4 receptions. Forget the yards. 5 catches plus 750.
Now we're getting crazy, aren't we? 5 catches?
He's had 5 catches in 2 of the last 3 games against the Chiefs. He catches the football against them. He had 5 catches for 7 yards in the game in November.
Right.
Forget the yards. I think with Cook, we do receptions. We go with the catches.
Oh, you want to do this now? You want to do Cook with the catches?
Well, I think that we should, like, I might try slide one in the door here with something live right now. But I think if that's something we want to add in on Friday to our thing, I think that if we're looking at Cook, I think him catching the football.
But here's the thing, Carver, you're telling me if he catches 4 or 5 passes, right, he ain't getting to 25 yards at plus 270?
Well, that, you know what? He could get to 25 yards in 1 catch. I don't know, but this is the game we play, Joe. You could play it one way or the other. I'm looking at it as...
I mean, he's a home run hitter. You get this guy out in space, he's gonna get you 25 yards. I mean, this kid, in this type of game, I would much rather take him for the yards and then take him with the yards and then jump on Amari Cooper with the yards for like 50.
I believe that Cooper's going to be 15-38, again, the greed from you. You got to put them together. These are single plays, Joe. These are the kind of plays that will destroy these parlays that you put together. Because it's going to be random that one of them hits. You want to get them all. You're greedy. You're trying to get all of them in one crack. You got to put these with chalkier stuff if you're going to put them in parlay. You can't put them together. I'm telling you. I want you to win, Joe. I want you to win. Carver Lee, Sports Radio. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
My nice
Carver Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, what do you got going on? What's the matter?
Vatek down two. That's it. The amoeba defense. Amoeba. They're playing the 2-3 zone. Amoeba. The amoeba crash down two. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. Don't go down. What's going on in Florida? What's going on
South
in Florida?
Carolina. South Carolina's at the line, tied at 68. 17 seconds left. Kid on South Carolina just bricked the first free throw.
That's
He's got
good.
A second
I don't
one
wanna,
coming
I
up.
That's good. Let him make it. So
you're right.
That way,
if he makes it,
right.
And then if Florida makes the bucket, the game's
right.
over.
Tell me if he
makes
it.
The second. They're
good.
Up
that's
one.
Good.
69-68.
Oh, Florida. Look at this. You can't. This kid, seven, gave up a sizzler. Come on. They're down two and he gave it away. They're down four. 128 left. Hang in there, G-Tech.
Florida gets the bucket. 4 seconds left. Good. South Carolina misses the three. Florida wins 70-69. You're a winner, Joe.
All right, great. Now I need Vatek. This kid, number seven, is single-handedly imploding this bet right now. He just give a get. He's got a. I think he hurt his nose. Get him out. Scrape him up. Two turnovers in a row. He's single-handedly costing Vatek this game. This kid sucks. Like really? Like you got to be kidding me right now. We're down four, catching 5.5. Hang in there, amoeba, amoeba.
The amoeba
man,
defense.
The amoeba defense. We're at a minute left.
Just to finish off what we were saying, because you get so distracted with this Virginia Tech thing. I'm not telling you we shouldn't take shots on some of these longer shot plays for this week, whether it's the Cook catches, the Cooper yards. Hell, I mean, I wouldn't even be afraid, Joe, of Keon Coleman for 50 yards or no, whatever you want to do. I'm not afraid of those plays. But what I am not going to do is I am not going to combine those things together. If I'm going to play the Cooper 50 in a same game, it's going to be with some chalkier stuff. Something a little bit closer to the minus the 110 or something like that in that area. I'm not going to put multiple plus 300, plus 600. I'm not going to put all those together. I know you want to think big and you want to blast the big numbers out there. I don't want to be left. I want these things to hit. I want winners, Joe.
Okay. All right. So then we'll figure it out. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you right now, but I mean, no, seriously. I mean, I'm taking Cooper and I'm taking Cook in a parlay. Miss it. All right, he missed it with down six.
But you're going to take Cook with the yards.
Just
I
come on.
Know you are.
Get this kid out of the game. Get seven out of the game. This kid's a complete hack. Get him out.
You're going to take Cook with the yards, though. You're not going to take him with the catches. You're not going to take my play.
No, 25 at plus 27. Miss it. All right, with that, what do we got here? 69. We're down seven. Can we just, we got to go to the foul game. I have no confidence in this team right now. Down seven, we get it to five, we foul.
What are you
like
getting in that game? What are you getting?
Five and a half. Yeah. So we're up against it. We need a sizzle.
I mean, that team stinks, Joe.
That kid seven single-handedly just gave away 6 points. Kid's gutless. I don't know. Seriously, get him out. Kid goes to the hole. He throws it away. He went down two. He's lollygagging with the ball up the court. He gets stripped. I mean, the whole bit. It just completely, we'll see what happens. But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing Coop for 50 and Cook for 25. Now, if you want to put it together in the first game, too, we could go Ertz. for 50, and maybe we go Gainwell for 25 rushing.
You love these Gainwell plays. I mean, that guy, I thought for sure with the snow, I thought he'd have a little roll on Sunday against right. the Rams. He didn't. He didn't even get the 9.5.
He did get the 9.5.
Yeah,
he got the 9.5.
I unfortunately got a bad number. I got 10.5. Unfortunately, landed on 10, and I missed out on it. So I'm upset with Gainwell. Garvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Hour 2 next.